This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees were approved by the Union Cabinet today under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. These include 4 railway and 1 highway project. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav gave the details about the projects while briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav informed that 4 multi-tracking projects of railways will cover 8 districts across West Bengal, Orissa, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh.
Today, 5 major decisions have been taken. The first 4 projects are related to railways, while the 5th is a highway project. Among the 4 railway projects, some involve the construction of code links on the Howrah-Chennai main railway route, while another is the code link on the Cuttack-Paradip railway line. The 5th project is a 4-lane highway from Muzaffarpur via Sitamadi to Solbarsa. These projects, with a total cost of 13,881 crore rupees, were approved by the cabinet today.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India's economic growth is now recognized globally and the country is growing at a range of 6-8%. He said this growth story is driven by 4 key pillars: investment in social, digital and physical infrastructure, inclusive growth and a strong focus on manufacturing. Mr. Vaishnav was addressing the Uttar Pradesh-Japan Investment Summit 2026 in New Delhi today. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that the government's foremost priority is to provide high-quality infrastructure while maintaining cost-effectiveness. He emphasized that there can be no compromise on the quality of infrastructure development. Mr. Gadkari was addressing the 4th edition of the Tunnels and Bridges Conference 2026 in New Delhi. The Supreme Court today reiterated the need to institutionalize the National Testing Agency or NTA with secure infrastructure, dedicated testing centers, cyber security systems, institutional expertise, and a permanent mechanism for examination-related operations to prevent future paper leaks. While hearing pleas concerning the NEET UG 2026 paper leak, the court directed the Secretary for the Union Ministry of Education to file an affidavit setting out the steps being taken to implement the Radhakrishnan Committee's recommendations. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the world of technology, media, economics and public policy is changing rapidly. She stated this while interacting with officer trainees of Indian Information Service and Indian Statistical Service, who had called on her at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. On the occasion, she advised the officers to be judicious in their decisions, compassionate in their conduct and unwavering in upholding integrity. Kolkata police has formed a special investigation team to probe the death of 9 people in a fire at a hotel on Mirza Ghalib Street in Kolkata's New Market area. Industry Minister Tapash Roy and Municipal Affairs and Urban Development Minister Agnimitra Pal visited the spot this morning. She questioned how the hotel was allowed to operate despite allegedly lacking adequate fire safety arrangements and an emergency exit. Heavy rain in Uttarakhand, particularly in the hilly areas, has disrupted road connectivity at several places. Efforts are underway to restore connectivity at the earliest. Flood situation remains critical in several parts of North Odisha, with Bhadrak among the worst affected as swollen rivers inundate villages and disrupt normal life. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall conditions over North Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Iran's Armed Forces Chief of Staff, Major General Ali Abdullahi, has warned that countries on the southern shores of the Persian Gulf should not assist or facilitate U.S. military forces. He also alleged that the presence of military aircraft stationed at regional bases cannot be without the knowledge of the host countries. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in a negative zone today. Sensex declined 326 points to close at 76,910. In men's cricket, India beat host Sri Lanka by 165 runs in the first test of the two-match series in Galle today. India now leads the two-match series 1-0. Chasing a target of 372, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 206 during the post-lunch session on day 5, handing India a comfortable victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.